VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the United States, a lot of Southern Californians probably spent a nervous night after two major earthquakes jolted much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two shocks were the area's most powerful in at least 20 years. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes lost power. There were fires and reports of cracked buildings along with gas line and water main breaks. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on its highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads that office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
He spoke about damages in Ridgecrest.
Structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks.
Ghilarducci also says a special concern is the safety of healthcare facilities.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
At this hour, aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California, meaning another day of anxiety for people in the stricken areas. California National Guard troops have been called in to help. There is a new report of civilian bloodshed in Syria in western Idlib province. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, were killed today in what it called a horrific massacre. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charges the air assault was carried out by Bashar al-Assad's warplanes and helicopters. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the latest developments in the Iran crisis. AP correspondent.
Hospital that's been impacted, and there's a number of care facilities. We want to make sure that those facilities and those individuals, those vulnerable populations, are needs are met.
That again was another report from California. Here now is Jackie Quinn.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has granted the U.S. request for a meeting slated for this coming Wednesday. This week, the agency's inspectors confirmed Iran had surpassed the limit for stockpiling low-enriched uranium. And Tehran says it will continue to do so, hoping to force an easing of economic sanctions reimposed after the U.S. pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Tensions have been on the rise and are escalating over a new incident in which authorities in Gibraltar detained a supertanker suspected of violating the embargo against shipping Iranian oil to Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The International Organization for Migration warns that a massive displacement of people in Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri and North Kivu provinces poses a serious health hazard. It is a two-headed problem: renewed inter-ethnic fighting and Ebola. In Geneva,
the International Organization for Migration reports people who have fled the front line of the conflict are living in abysmal conditions that create a fertile ground for the spread of disease, most worryingly Ebola. The latest World Health Organization figures put the number of Ebola cases at 1,606 deaths. The bulk of these cases and deaths are in conflict-ridden North Kivu province. About 10% are in Ituri. The intercommunal fighting has displaced an estimated 400,000 people.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. U.S. President Donald Trump says he may issue an executive order to add to the 2020 census form the question, are you a U.S. citizen? Here is AP's Mark Sherman.
The census is held once every 10 years. And it's used to distribute seats in the House of Representatives among the states. And it's used to distribute hundreds of billions of dollars a year in federal participation and also participation of Hispanics.
That was AP's Mark Sherman. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.